All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this.
Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast, and today is the moment you've been waiting for, the return of the SwampSwami.com college football top 25. We're now a month into the 2021 college football season. With a few of these exhibition games now out of the way for most of the large universities, we're starting to see a clearer picture emerge for this season. Now, I don't care for these preseason college football polls that are usually quite biased toward the same big-name university programs. And you know who we're talking about. Making it worse, how do you evaluate the quality of, like, LSU's 34-7 win over an FCS program just down I-10 at McNeese State, or quantify Alabama's 48-14 payday game played against the visiting FCS Mercer Bears from nearby Macon, Georgia? There is absolutely no reasonable way to determine the best teams without having everyone start playing some meaningful football games. And that's why I wait until after the first four games are played in the regular season before you'll hear my rankings of this year. So drumroll, please. Back by popular demand, it's now time to unveil the first edition of the 2021 SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25. Now, last year, I decided not to publish my wildly popular college football poll during the 2020 COVID plague season. I just didn't think it was fair to judge the teams playing in mostly empty stadiums and without the school's marching bands and cheerleaders and all the in-stadium excitement we usually associate with the game of college football. It was kind of depressing last year, to be honest. But it's 2021 now, and thankfully, college football, as we once remember it, is back.
Yes!
So it's time for your intrepid Swamp Swami to help you better determine who are the real power teams in college football, at least through this point in the season. Though the traditional media polls are swayed to favor those traditional names of college football, and we all know who they are, the SwampSwami.com Top 25 does not buy into that. And I'll explain in detail how this weekly college football poll is determined. Number one, we start the season with the assumption that the final Associated Press poll of last year, 2020, is still valid until a team from that poll loses their first game. In other words, Alabama, who won it all last year, will obviously start this year as number one in my poll and remain there as long as they remain undefeated in 2021. Now, that same privilege is also afforded to every other ranked team at the end of last year. And there are nine teams which fit that category in our first rankings this week in 2021. After those legacy teams are ranked, then the poll is based on the remaining undefeated teams, those teams who were not ranked in last year's final AP Top 25 at the end of last season. The first determining guideline I use is to evaluate the quality of each team's opponent. I like to call it your team's best win. I review the one-loss record for each team's opponents. Unbeaten teams who have vanquished a one-loss opponent take precedence over another unbeaten team whose best win is over a two-loss team. You get the idea. Number three, in the case of ties within the rankings, the margin of victory over your best opponent is generally considered. A 28-point win over a one-loss team will take precedence over a 14-point win over another one-loss opponent. Now, number four, the same process is used for teams with one loss or two losses as we go through the season, as the pool of unbeaten teams and one-loss teams will dwindle each week of the regular season. And number five, wins over FCS, who are smaller school opponents, are discounted when compared to the value of defeating a winless FBS or larger division school. Now, there's no question that many of these smaller schools can and do regularly beat a larger division football team. It's just simply too hard for me to predict those outcomes. Now, as of the week ending Saturday, September 26, 2021, there were 26 teams remaining out of the 130 FBS large division universities, which remained unbeaten through week four of the regular season, competing for my top 25 spots. I have a dilemma here. Now, team number one, Alabama, through team number nine, Oklahoma State, in this year's initial 2021 SwampSwami.com Top 25 poll, are the other unbeaten schools who were also ranked in last season's final AP Top 25 poll. Now again, if those teams have not lost a single game in 2021 after finishing being ranked in last season's final poll, I do believe that they are due a little bit more respect for coming out of the chute unbeaten and starting off the new season that way. Now, once one of those teams loses their first game, they are put into the evaluation on the same basis as all the other remaining teams. Now, just eight teams in our first rankings of 2021 have all defeated an opponent which now has just one loss on the new season. And in the case of our number 10 team this week, the University of Arkansas Razorbacks, have handed both Texas and Texas A&M their only loss of the season. Yes, the Razorbacks are definitely this year's early season feel-good story after suffering through so many years near the bottom of the SEC West. Woo pig suey indeed. Another surprise in my first top 25 rankings for 2021 is the University of Texas San Antonio Roadrunners. Coming in at number 17 this week, UTSA went on the road to hand Memphis, now 3-1, their only loss of this season. Now, this college football program in San Antonio, which competes in Conference USA, is just in their 10th year of college football as they began back in 2012. There are 26 teams which are still unbeaten through this fourth weekend, and normally I'll only rank the top 25 teams. However, I'm going to make an exception this week. Let me tell you why. My ranking methodology would show the Army Black Knights as our 26th team. Now, since my now deceased father was in the Army during World War II, I'd like to honor both my dad and the West Point Cadets by granting them a special place in our first week rankings. If Army keeps winning, they'll keep moving up every week. So congratulations to Army for being the 26th team in our 25-team poll. Without any further ado, let's review our first SwampSwami.com college football rankings through the weekend of September 25th, 2021. At number 26, as we've described, the Army at 4-0. Number 25, from the Sun Belt Conference, it's South Alabama at 3-0. At number 24 in our first poll, the San Diego State Aztecs from the Mountain West. And at number 23, also from the Mountain West, it's the Wyoming Cowboys at 4-0. At number 22 in our first poll, it's Boston College of the ACC. At number 21, after a big win over Iowa State this weekend, from the Big 12, it's the Baylor Bears. At number 20 in our first poll, the Maryland Terrapins from the Big 10. At 19, from the ACC, it's the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, who went on the road and beat 2-2 Virginia this past weekend, 31-17. Coming in at number 18, it's Michigan State from the Big Ten. And at number 17, as we talked earlier, the UT San Antonio Roadrunners of Conference USA, who won at 3-1 Memphis, 31-28. At number 16, a 4-0 team from the American Conference is SMU. Number 15 from the SEC, the Kentucky Wildcats. At number 14 from the Big Ten, it's the Michigan Wolverines. Number 13 this week, 3-0 from the SEC, the Ole Miss Rebels. At number 12 in our first poll, from the Big Ten, at 4-0, it's the Penn State Nittany Lions. And at number 11, from the Pac-12, after their great win at 3-1 Ohio State, it's the Oregon Ducks. And now let's take a look at our first top 10. At number 10, from the SEC, at 4-0, it's the University of Arkansas. Now, the remaining nine teams all finished in the top 20 of the AP in last year's final poll. That's how we determine those teams. They have not lost this season, so I'm giving them a preference. At number 9 in this year's poll, who finished number 20 in last season's final poll, it's the Oklahoma State Cowboys. At number 8, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Number 7 from the Sun Belt, it's Coastal Carolina. Yes, it is. Coming in at number 6, it's Brigham Young. At number 5 in this first poll from the American Conference, it's the Cincinnati Bearcats. At number 4 from the Southeastern Conference at 4-0, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. Number 3 from the Big 12, the Oklahoma Sooners. Number 2, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at 4-0. And at number 1, no surprise to anyone from the SEC, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide. And there you have it. through September 26, 2021. There's our SwampSwami.com Top 25 Plus 1 rankings for you. Come back and check it out next week.